A Christian bookstore manager is martyred in Gaza. Eritrea arrests an evangelical pastor for the second time. And a kindergartner blazes the trail for a Bible collection drive. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Gaza's minority Christian community was badly shaken over the weekend after 29-year-old Rami Ayad was found beaten, stabbed, and shot to death. He was the director of the only Christian bookstore in Gaza, run by the Bible Society. He was also a member of Gaza Baptist Church. E3 Partners works with the church. E3's Tom Doyle.
He was kidnapped Saturday after he closed the Bible Society, was taken off by a group, and the next morning they threw his body out by somewhere around the Bible Society. He'd been killed.
The murder of Ayed came 6 months after the bookstore was bombed. Doyle thinks he knows why Christians are being targeted.
I do believe that some of these groups that are doing these things are responding to people's interest in Christianity. It's the same thing that's happening in Iran, that the young people are open to Jesus.
Ayad is survived by his pregnant wife and two sons. Help the family by going to our website. Next, a well-known pastor of an Eritrean church was arrested and imprisoned on October 1st, according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada sources. This is the second imprisonment of an evangelist who's also a minister in his same church. Please pray for their continued boldness. You're listening to Mission Network News. Word is just now reaching us of a late September attack on a church in Sudan's Upper Nile state. Compass Direct News reports a suicide bomber in military fatigues killed five young people who were singing worship songs outside the SIM church building. There are conflicting reports as to the motivation. However, Compass cites one generalist saying that he believed the goal of the attack was to intimidate churches. Pray for their faith to be strong. Meanwhile, Far East Broadcasting Company has created a campaign to improve the perceptions Russians have of foster families. FEBC's Viktor Oktarov explains why finding foster parents for Russia's 1 million orphans will be a challenge.
Foster parents are not really honored in the Russian society. If you talk to good people, normal people, you know, a person on the street, you ask them about being a foster parent, they would say, why would you do that if you can have your own children? And that's the perception that we are trying to change in Russia.
FEBC hopes their programs on Christian radio stations will inform listeners and generate interest in foster care.
We have a special weekly program now, and we are going to be expanding that on that program and creating a huge campaign talking about what foster parents do, what challenges they have, what rewards and why this is a good thing to do.
Oktarov says this is a great opportunity for Christian families to share the gospel. And a kindergartner is blazing the trail in the Million Bible Challenge collection drive. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says 5-year-old Connor Strode proves that age has little to do with participation in Operation Bear Your Bookshelf.
When he heard about the Million Bible Drive, he got very excited. And instead of selling candy bars for his school, he was knocking on doors asking people if they had Bibles that they did not need to donate to somebody overseas that didn't have one. And this little guy collected over 100 Bibles.
CRI is partnering with a Christian radio station in Champaign, Illinois for the drive. If there are families who are excited about sharing God's word overseas, Palmerton says,
I would encourage families to get out into their neighborhoods and ask their neighbors if they have Bibles that they haven't used in a while, and get them donated and send them to CRI.
Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.